Welcome back to the Christmas podcast!
Woo! As you can hear, Dylan is back from being sick, so let's go!
So today, guys, we've got a story planned for you. We're going to be doing the origins of Santa. We're going to go deep into how Santa makes her toys. You probably know the story. He has elves, they make the toys. Naughty and nice list, but no. We're going past that. We're going deep into how he makes them. Not just elves and Santa, but the different kinds of elves. What magical materials he uses. How long does it take him to deliver all the gifts? We're going deep.
Oh, and also, if you just think that there's only red elves, you are in for a surprise.
Mm-hmm. But without further ado, let's get started.
How Santa makes all the gifts for little boys and girls. In the magical North Pole, where snow smells like where snow sparkles like glitter and the air smells like peppermint, Santa Claus has the most amazing workshop you can imagine. It's not an ordinary workshop with just a hammer and nails. It's a place full of magic, joy, and busy little helpers called elves.
Every year after Christmas is over, Santa and the elves start getting ready for the next one. It all begins in January when Santa opens a big red book. Inside are letters from children all over the world listing their hopes and wishes for Christmas. He reads each one carefully, making notes about who's been extra kind and who needs a little extra cheer.
Here's the secret of how Santa makes all those gifts. Step 1, the workshop. Santa's workshop is like a mix between the biggest toy store you've ever seen and the coolest science lab. The elves are expert at building toys. They have tiny tools for putting together dollhouses, skateboards, and action figures for things like video games or gadgets. They can use sparkling computers powered by candy canes.
Step 2, magic materials. Deep beneath the workshop is a glowing room called the Wish Vault. This is where all the magic comes from. Every time a child makes a wish for Christmas, it turns into a spark of light that floats into the vault. The elves use the spark to power their machines and make their toys extra special.
Step three, teamwork with the elves. Santa's elves love their work. They sing songs while painting toy trains and wrapping gifts. Every elf has a job they love. Tinker elves fix broken toys. Wrapper elves tie perfect bows on each present. Delivery elves help Santa load his sleigh.
Step four, Santa's magical touch. Before the gifts are packed onto his sleigh, Santa sprinkles each one with a pinch of Christmas magic. This makes the gift glow with love and joy, so every child feels extra happy when they open them.
Step 5, reindeer power. Of course, Santa couldn't do it all without his reindeer. They train all year to pull the sleigh faster than the speed of light, with Rudolph leading the way. They're ready to travel the world in one magical night. That's crazy. And that's how Santa makes sure every little boy and girl gets their Christmas wish. It's not just about the toys. It's about the love, magic, and joy he spreads to everyone. So next time you see the twinkling lights on your tree or hear the sound of sleigh bells, remember Santa and his elves are already hard at work, getting ready to make Christmas magical for you.
Wow, I have to say, that was a pretty great story. But that's going to wrap it up for the Christmas podcast.
Stay tuned for next episode.
December 19th, Christmas coming up soon. Woo! Wait, I gotta ask you one thing. Leave what you guys want for Christmas in the comments down below. I would like to hear all of your guys' wish lists.
Everybody. Cool.